can do it now.
Janet's wiping her bum on the new rug. Oh, it's not long enough to take us to the theme tune.
Oh.
But it's coming in now, is it? Slightly.
Yeah, it's coming in now. And now it's fully in.
She was totally doing the bum thing. She was like, she was sitting on the side of the thing and I was calling to her saying, come here. She's looking at me and then she just went like this, okay, I'll still come to you. And then she shuffled over, going all bum wise over to me.
Bumming
and then came over to me
death.
And was like, and look what I just did. I was like, he put that fucking shit on the carpet.
Jan. No pooing on the carpet.
No pooing on that carpet. Look at, she's all fucking, she's all,
We're back.
Oh, we're back in the room. Janet's all, she's blitzed. Look at her face, it's gone all puffy. Because she's been sniffing the present. Crispin has bought Janet a present for Christmas. Because Merry Christmas, everyone. It's the Christmas episode of The Crescent. And we're drunk, obviously. And that's the way that it has to be. But
it's rules.
Crispin bought Janet a present, which is a banana that is made of catnip. And
she'll know what the present is now.
She's asleep. She's passed out. She's too blitzed out from it. It's wrapped up. I wrapped it up and put it under the tree. And she's just been under the tree, like, looking at presents, but really doesn't really care about any other presents because they just smell like paper. But there's this one that she's really been trying to get at, and she's been, like, tearing at it and chucking it across the room. And now she's all, like, mega blitzed sitting on the cushion. She's totally blitzed. And she hasn't even opened it yet. So, I mean, that's going to be the thing, isn't it? I'm looking forward to that toy. She's going to have it.
Yeah.
And calm herself down. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to our amazing
Merry
lives.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We've been down the pub in true Christmas podcast fashion so we could get completely drunk, so we could be obnoxious and talk bollocks for the next probably an hour and a half.
It'll probably go on for too long, won't it? Yeah.
Too long. But it's episode what? 81.
No, it's 82.
Episode 82.
And it's Christmas Eve.
It's not. Oh, yeah, it is now, actually. We've stayed up so late on the 23rd that it's now the 24th. It's quarter to two. It's fucking 24th. It's big time Christmas
Eve. It's Christmas Eve, babe.
I love you, baby.
On the podcast. We got the gossip mags.
Should we look at them?
And some booze and fags.
Something, anything.
Right.
I love you, baby. Well, I can have this one. No, that's your one.
All right, I'll give it.
What's on the cover?
It was an emergency until I started to like the fact.
One thing over. Okay, Bumper Christmas special. Alex moves out. Christmas row sparks bust up between Alex and Jordan with her big tits that are out on the cover of this magazine. But not like full nips or anything, just the cleavage. Mega cleavage though.
Just a bum cleavage.
No, it's not even just a bum cleavage. It's a bum cleavage. It's a side cleavage as well, with the armpit cleavage going on as well. Because then you see the armpit cleavage, the full cleavage.
That's the trouble, isn't it? That's the trouble. When
it's
you've got
much.
Tits as big as hers, you know, you can have cleavage all over the place. That's like three cleavages around one tit.
Tell you what, if Lindsay got a tit job, that would be what she looked like.
It's a shame.
It's a grave shame.
Danny and Cheryl's roller coaster year. Danny, I'm different person. I'm so happy. Cheryl, I've got a fresh start. Dash, I can do what I want now. Also, Nadia's flat tum diet, four sizes in 4 months.
But I like the picture of her that you see, the one picture of her we see, 18 stone, eating a massive kebab in a bikini. But why would you do that to yourself? Why would you eat the kebab in a bikini when you've, you know... I mean, I've done a bit of Christmas bloating already and it's not even Christmas Day yet. I've been eating some things, some chocolates and whatever, just had a bit of booze. I'm a bit bloated. I wouldn't wear a bikini. She's 18 stone. I'm not 18 stone.
You probably would if your career depended on it.
What, my career depended on me getting slated in a magazine so then I could get a diet deal with one of the UK's top diet doctors.
That appears to be the way that it goes.
Yeah. Okay, so Colleen, it wasn't easy to forgive Wayne, but I've done it because he's got loads of money.
I've got Colleen, colon, is going to be a special Xmas.
Kylie Minogue, I want a baby with Andre. I want a baby with the Andrex puppy.
The dirty bitch.
She's awful. Surprise new couple. Kelly Osbourne and David Arquette. It's actually not really like that. They've just been photographed quite reasonably close together. I read the story.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
They're having sex.
Yeah, they must be. What's next? Only in reveal, Jamie Oliver's easy and delicious Christmas lunch. Because we're too stupid to have ever cooked a roast before, so we need... That's why we've got reveal, because we don't know how to do it. Crispin and I are having Christmas dinner at our house. Christmas Day at our house. It's going to be the best Christmas. You want to get on down here, or else you are missing out. When I finished that sentence, I could hear that my voice was just going on in a mono. I could hear the end of my voice going in a monodrome, because I'd just been going on and on and on and on and on. And then I stopped. I had a little pause and I thought, maybe it's time for the end of that. I probably shouldn't carry on.
You ever rolled that tab, though?
I have. Gavin Henson unwrapped as well, which is quite upsetting. It's not really nice at all.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what's on the cover of Love It? Michelle Keegan, how to look party perfect, like me. Get airbrushed. My man turned gay on Christmas Day. I got my breasts out at a funeral.
You got your breasts out at the Christmas party, didn't you?
No, not at this Christmas party. We've done it before. Got my boobs out, showed an old man. He went, woo, he went, like the
what, did he cartoon. Get right in them?
He had like proper cartoon eyes that went boing out of his skull, you know.
Did
like,
you get them right out in his face?
No. I'm just making it up. I got my boobs out, but I didn't properly get them out. I just lifted up my top and showed him my lacy, lacy old woman's grey bra. He went mad for it. To be honest, that time that I'm talking about, I can't remember, but no idea. I was completely spazzed out of my mind. This is a story I was telling you earlier. That was when I was about 20. The next day I woke up, went to work, feeling all right, got to work. Suddenly it crept upon me, the hangover became. I drank so much booze the whole weekend. It got me. It was Monday. I almost died at work. I said, in my mind, I said goodbye to my family, my parents. I was like, I'm never going to see them again. And this is the end. When I was really deadly serious about it in my head, I was like, this is the end. This is it for me. It's gone. It's over. I fucked it.
Might as well say goodbye.
Yeah. And wasn't until I was on the train home after they'd sent me home because I was too ill. I spoke to people that told me all the dreadful things that I'd done that I couldn't remember, like flashing my dirty grey bra at an old man in the pub. But anyway, enough about me. Back to the celebs. Let's get them.
Wicker, I'm drunk.
I'm really drunk too. But come on, Gavin Henson has put on a lot of faces in this magazine and I don't want to see it.
Kerry, colon. This Christmas will be the best ever for my kids.
Why?
Well, because here she is in a car park.
I told you, didn't I? Always in the car park. Or working out. She's always at boot camp or in the car park. Yeah. She's pictured with her kids, it's always in the car park. She's pictured on her own, she's always at boot camp.
Boot camp on her own.
Denise Van Outen. Is looking forward to her first Christmas as mum to baby Betsy. And she recalls when she used to have a hard partying past when she used to go out with JK. And she says, she remembers the time that it was over. She could, for her, she couldn't do it with it anymore. I got up early to go to work and found the house littered with people who'd piled back to ours to carry the night on, says Denise as she recalls a typical scene from her party hard 20s. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, so now she's older. And this is what she says about the 90s. What have we got? Ladettes? No, not Ladettes. Girl power earlier on, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
On the way to
As
the
we
pub.
Were struggling to the pub on all the ice.
On the, all the ice. We were discussing, girl power in the 1990s. She says, this is interesting. They say to her, so were drugs involved in your nights out? She says, we messed around with all sorts. I'm not saying any more. I could never do an autobiography. I'd give too much away. Well, that said it right there. And you went out with JK for years, so clearly. Mr. Cocaine Punch Drunk.
Yeah, Jesus. There's someone who's got to do a line before they can even look at themselves in a mirror.
So here it says, looking back, Denise is proud to be a part of the 90s Ladette scene. We were all strong women who had something to say, not like the sugary presenters these days who just read off auto cues. For fuck's sake.
It's terrible nowadays though, isn't it? Yeah, terrible.
I think that they read off auto cues then. They just said different stuff.
No, auto cues weren't invented in the 90s.
Were they?
No.
They just read off bits of paper, post-it notes.
Yeah, post-it notes. And they had things written on their hands.
Permanent marker. What have you got for me? Have you got anything?
Lauren Gadget. Out of The Only Way is Essex.
Oh, brilliant. Is that her name, Lauren Gadget?
No, I think I read it wrong. Gudger.
Yeah, what's happening with her?
She's having a nice photo spread with Mark.
Oh,
the
my
heart
God.
Throb.
Oh, my Lord, look at that. That's terrible.
As Nancy and Bill Sykes.
Oh, it's awful. It's a horrible thing. They're loving it, though. Look at him. He's so loving it. He's having such a nice time posing and pretending and doing all acting and stuff. Look at him holding that dog down below.
I look at him and I see a gay man.
Yeah, he's really gay. He's really very gay. Going for bed later.
Are you going for bed later? Yeah.
Piers Morgan, shock horror, is over Madonna. He's quit the judging panel of Britain's Got Talent to move on to the US. But that doesn't mean Piers Morgan will be pandering to America's glitterati. I wouldn't like to interview Madonna, he tells us. She's a boring vegan who doesn't do anything anymore. I'm over her.
I'm very pleased to hear that.
So am I. Okay. What's next?
Carol McGiffin. She's apparently frank, funny and feisty.
Kelly O is apparently going out with David Arquette now, but then it's not real yet. They've just been photographed together like this.
That's enough.
This picture where she's not holding his hand, he's kind of...
But they're pretty close, though.
They're
right next to each other.
He looks quite good looking. I quite fancy him. He's quite hot.
Do you want to do him?
He's got a big Jewish nose, but I like that.
Racist.
I like a Jewish nose.
And then you lick your finger and turn the page.
What else have we got? Too drunk for this.
I'm too busy as
it's
well.
Only been 14 minutes. I feel like we should have... Oh, this is a brilliant thing. Real life. This is a girl called Jennifer Sweeney, who's from the same place that Wayne Rooney's from, and she says, I could have been Mrs. Rooney. Now.
Could have been.
If you've seen pictures of Colleen, that's Colleen. Look at her. She was an attractive little girl before that she was that attractive airbrushed lady. But look at Mrs. X Colleen Rooney with her. She's got eyebrows that are like drawn from permanent marker. And She's just a...
I fancy her.
She's orange and she has...
And that's just gorgeous.
Permanent marker eyebrows. But she says all this, right?
All this. Is it going to take a long time? is it going to take enough time for me to go downstairs and get some more booze?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep reading it. Hold on. Ready? Start now.
Okay. She says she used to hang around with Wayne outside the Sefton Arms pub from age 14. So you can just imagine what sort of childhood they were loving and having. She says, Wayne and I were friends for ages. Then one night we ended up kissing. He was dead bubbly and cheeky. It sounds corny, but he was a lovely lad. People say he's ugly, but I thought he was good looking and had lovely blue eyes. He always had a football in his hand. All the kids would say, Wayne, you're going to be a big time footballer. And they'd say, I'd be famous. But unfortunately for Jennifer Sweeney, she's not famous. She's calling to Reveal magazine to publish her story in time for Christmas so that she can have some money. Ooh. To buy her family a sausage dinner. Wayne was always at the chippy. He loved a sausage dinner. It wasn't the kind of diet you'd expect from a top athlete.
This is me doing the thing with the soda thing.
You put too much soda in it because you were too excited about doing the soda.
Correct. Anyway.
Right, I'm on to problems if you... I don't know what you're on to. Give me some gossip.
Oh, no, fuck that. Let's do problems. Jan wants... Oh, hold on.
Jan wants what? Look at Jan's face.
Here's some real life.
Jan wants some crisps. Look at her. She's all blitz and she wants some crisps.
Oh, should we eat some crisps?
Have you got any?
I've got loads of crisps.
What crisps have you got?
Loads.
Where?
They're downstairs in the Christmas bag.
Okay, I'll go and get some. You read something out.
Okay. X-rated Xmas. I'll spend Xmas in bed with my married lovers and their wives. Shara Smith certainly won't be lonely this Christmas. Unlike many mistresses, she'll be welcomed into her lovers' homes and beds by their spouses.
Oh.
And here's a lovely picture of them all in bed. They're not getting off with each other or anything, they're just like in bed.
Because they're all too ugly. They can't get off with each other.
That's, yeah, that's it. I mean, here's the crisp. You don't ever get fit swingers, do you?
No, that's why they swing.
I guess so.
Christian.
I don't. Hey.
Hey.
You know.
This is a terrible podcast.
Yeah, it's shit, isn't it? But, yeah. What happens to people? They decide to start swinging. We might as well start swinging. You're ugly, I'm ugly.
Other swingers are ugly.
Yeah.
Let's just go for it.
But honestly, you look at all these people, you wouldn't have sex with any of them. Well, I wouldn't, would you?
Which ones? Let's have a look.
Honestly.
God, they're all really awful. Oh no, I wouldn't even have sex with the girls.
Not even for a dare.
Who's
honestly
dare?
I'd have to be double dog poo dead to touch any of this. Should do problems.
Double dog poo dare is quite easy though. I could double dog poo dare you to get off with Janet and you'd have to do it.
Jan?
She's pretty hot though.
She is pretty hot.
She's pretty blitz is what she is. Look at her face. Okay, I've got some problems. Dear Vanessa. Oh, hang on. Should we read Vanessa's column on her problem page?
Yeah.
Try to have a Merry Christmas. It isn't as easy as the jolly carols and cosy telly ads would have us believe. A truly happy crimbo takes tolerance, understanding, and the absolute determination not to fall out with your nearest and dearest if they don't bring you a McDonald's breakfast in bed. Start by remembering you are a grown-up. Just because your relatives treat you like an eight-year-old, there's no need to behave like one. Let them tease and take a pop at you when you're eating a McDonald's breakfast in the living room while they're eating quality treats. Rise above it and keep sweetly smiling through. If your in-laws have strange traditions and weird Christmas rituals, don't feel you have to object and impose your own habits on them, like eating McDonald's breakfast for breakfast on Christmas Day. Remember, 'tis the season of comfort and joy. Pick up your copy of Reveal and lose yourself in a great read. Oh my God. When all said and done, the only person who can make your festive season fun is you. It's all about attitude, understanding, and bearing in mind that the whole thing will soon be over and you'll be facing 2011 as a fat, overaged pig. Have a happy Christmas. It's up to you. Love, Vanessa. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh. What? Do you know? What? At this season, you know, of goodwill and love, I still fucking hate Vanessa.
I don't hate her as much as I hate Carol McGiffin, though. I actually like Vanessa. She brings me good joy every time I do a podcast. She's always got good problem pages. So you know, I love her for that.
You know the thing with the Euro Millions? They're going to have some Euro Millionaires in the UK.
I mean,
if I'm one of them...
Are you going to buy a ticket?
Yeah.
Have you bought one?
No, not yet. I'll maybe do it tomorrow in case I forget. Unless I forget, I mean. I think any money I win, I'm going to pay to watching McGiffin fight Phelps.
McGiffin what?
McGiffin and versus Phelps, a death match. And
what if you only win 70 quid or 7 quid even?
Fuck off.
You still get it.
As if McGiffin's going to win. The only prize you've got to offer is a McFlurry.
Yeah. And no one could survive that cleavage that she's got. Anyway, this is a weird problem on Vanessa's problem page. It's called My Flirty Friend. Dear Vanessa, I'm in year 7 and my friend is fun but flirty. She flirts with every single boy in the class, even though she already has a boyfriend. I asked her why and she denied it. I got her to ask a boy I like out for me, but he said no. Overall, my life is so complicated and I don't know what to do because I'm only 12. What the fuck does any of that mean? Like a 12-year-old's diary entry.
I don't know. There were words coming out of your mouth and I could hear them, but I didn't understand it.
It didn't make any sense.
The elusive big O. I can only climax through oral sex. And even then, it's not easy! Exclamation mark.
Depends who's doing it.
I need regular stimulation of the exact same spot, and all it takes is my boyfriend to move slightly to stop me climaxing. How can I make him stay in the same place? Cat by email.
Cat. Hello, cat.
Jan, what do you reckon?
She's like, you know I haven't got a boyfriend. You didn't even let me out.
What's that, Jan? Have a raspy, horrible tongue.
Oh,
Have you any advice, Wicca?
Relax. That's probably the best advice.
Or say something.
Sometimes if someone's shit at doing girl blowjobs, you just have to not worry about it so much. Because sometimes if you're always concentrating on whether you're going to get the big O, and you don't actually let your body relax, and you know, and then it doesn't happen.
Relaxing times. That's your advice. Yeah, relax.
Relax. Relax. Relax it. Relax your clit.
Relax thy clit.
My boyfriend works up north to Vanessa, so we can only get together every other week. Last time I saw him, my period had just started, so we couldn't have sex.
Why did you go to vocoder mode?
I don't know.
My period had just started.
I've got the story to tell in 1 second. I'm going to read the rest of this. He'll be down at the weekend and my wretched period still hasn't finished. I don't want to say no sex again. Is it all right to have sex during your time of the month? My mum says it's a revolting idea and no sane man would dream of it. Well, I must know many insane men then. Helen from Brighton.
Well, this is good. I've never had a dream about it.
Yeah. Just deal with it. Deal with the issues. I just from that made me remember when she was talking about having a period. It made me remember when I worked. I worked in this place. I actually worked in this place in Brighton. It was like there was a woman who was a very. She was really posh, and she was a large woman. She wasn't fat, but she was large. She had very. What she was. She had a wideness to her hip and a. Her bosom, maybe, but she definitely wasn't fat. She was very tall. She was very manlike.
Oh, got it. She wasn't fat, but she's
she
a big
was
lady.
Absolutely. She talked like this. Her name was Jane.
And she had a cock.
She had a very deep voice, but she didn't. I don't think she had a cock. No, I think she was just a weird posh woman. And she said we had a biscuit tin in our office, and I remember one day. Her say standing up from her desk and saying, "I'm going to have a biscuit. I've got my period." And then everyone else in the office going,
"Glug."
Yeah. It's fucking horrible. "I'm going to have a biscuit. I've got my period."
It's a real one. It's not as if I'm a man dressed as a woman or anything.
Oh, come on. It's not as if I'm mental. Oh, yeah, that's it. That reminded me of a thing. I listened to a bit of our old podcast the other day, and it was when you... It was when I was ill, and then I was saying that I was ill, and then I said, "Oh, Crispin suddenly decided that he's ill as well because he's done a few sneezes, and now that means he's really ill." And then I went, "Oh, poor little sausage," a bit, and then you went, "Oh, come on, I'm only a little bit ill. There's no need to go mental."
Jan.
Did you hear that,
Jen?
Oh, you just woke her up. Anyway.
Jan's got no idea.
How. What?
Well, she's just got no idea about how much things cost.
She doesn't even know anything.
Jan, the cushion you're sitting on costs about less than a pound. That one, that's a real sheep.
Yeah, but she'll go on. She'll go on that at some point. She just likes to choose her little places. There's sometimes where I'm lying in bed. I've been lying in bed before, and my bedroom door hasn't been completely shut, and I can hear her outside meowing, and then the door opens, and she's pushed her way through. And she climbs through my ridiculously messy bedroom and climbs all over the stuff and then comes onto my bed going, "Meow, meow, 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 meow." And then she sleeps there, and then for the next week, She will still come back and sleep in my messy bedroom on the bed every day because she just decides that that's her place for the week. She has a weekly slot.
Sneaky sex.
Oh, yeah.
My boyfriend and I will have a full house of relatives this Christmas, and my sister is crashing on her bedroom floor. How can we get away if we feel like sex?
Oh, you basically just can't have sex. You just don't do it. That's disgusting. Go in the shower and do a Rudy in the shower or something. Okay, guys, tuck into your shreddies, okay? We're just going to go and have a shower. I'm just going to have a shower in my negligee with my husband. What's the answer?
I don't know, I'm just reading it. Christmas is about excess. Blah, 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 blah. Simply tell everyone you need to lie down for a bit. Your partner can say he's off to read a book before sneaking into the bedroom for some very quiet, sex, !! Also, take advantage of the opportunity to get the relatives outdoors over festive periods. Come on. Send them to the shops for ingredients while you indulge in a quickie. Confident Tracy's a nutter.
Dear Vanessa, I've been seeing this girl for 4 months. The sex is great, the conversation is great, even the silences are great. I've fallen deeply in love with her and I have hinted at how I feel. I told her I felt myself falling in love. She smiled but didn't say she felt the same. Now I'm agonising over when to say the three little words. Shall I just come out with it? Will I frighten her off? I couldn't bear to ruin this. She's the best thing that ever happened to me. I made a doll out of her. I made a doll that would look like her, even, not out of her. That's not yet. I made a doll out of plasticine. It looks just like her, and I cuddle her in bed at night when she's not there.
I wish I'd made the doll out of Fimo so I could baked it, and it would be forever real.
Vanessa says, I know you're bursting up to come out with it, but don't. Hold your horses. Go down to McDonald's, get yourself a sausage and eggs McMuffin, chomp down on it, think about it. She's not quite giving out the right signals. Her enigmatic smile could be concealing doubts about sausage and egg McMuffins. Don't say I love you until she's given you every sign that she cares as deeply about sausage and egg McMuffins as she does about you. Otherwise, you might end up driving her away and not to McDonald's.
I've flipped over the page to ask Dr. Christian.
Oh, I sort of fuck with it. No, come on.
Okay. Now, I was drawn to this particular problem.
Mm-hmm.
By the tagline.
Mm-hmm.
The tagline was anal herpes horror. I feel like I don't even need to read the letter. The letter is like one sentence as well. Anal herpes horror. What do you think the sentence says? I think I've got anal herpes. That's exactly what it says. I've been told I have herpes around my bum. How can this be? As I've never had anal sex.
And you slept with a very dirty person. Anal herpes horror.
Love it.
Merry Christmas. Mm. What else have you got? Have you got something else?
What's causing my bad breath? You sucking tramps dicks.
Yeah,
fiction, heart attacks at Christmas, fucking bollocks.
Have we got anything?
Oh, shit. Sorry, Jeff.
That bounced on you. I didn't throw it at you. It bounced on you.
Sorry, Jeff. Have we got anything on Facebook?
No, I forgot to do that thing.
Oh, we haven't got anything on Facebook then. Okay, I've got some top tips.
Okay, you do the top tips. then I'll look on Facebook just in case.
Chizzy's top tips. That's Charlie and Lizzie. Spells
fuck
Chizzy.
Off, Chizzy. Where's that other one?
Now, where's she gone? Should we write to Love It and say, where the fuck is Carly gone? I want to know. She's gone to another mag. I'm going to read that other mag.
A disgrace. What am I doing here?
Facebook.
Yeah.
Checking if we've got any people saying anything to us. Access denied.
Hey, we have access denied on Facebook.
No, you haven't got. You haven't. It's impossible. No, this is a different page. This is access denied.
Well, everything's gone mad.
Anyway, Chizzy.
This is what happens when you're drunk.
Chizzy says,
this
okay,
is what happens.
Piece of cake. Over the festive period, make or buy a couple of extra Christmas cakes. Wrap the. Chizzy. The people reading this are not going to make any. They don't understand how to make it. Wrap them in extra cellophane and add a Christmas bow. They look great and make lovely gifts for any unexpected visitors who might drop time by at this time of year. Christmas edition cola cans can make great recycled decorations. Simply cut out the festive image on the side of the can and make a small hole at the top and thread some cotton through or a piece of string. Take care cutting the metal and smooth any rough edges with a nail file. You'll have a cool Yuletide trinket for about 60p.
I don't know what's going on.
You don't have any Facebook stuff.
Should we fuck off Facebook?
Yeah, fuck it off for now. I don't have any. Chizzy and Lizzie haven't got anything to say anyway.
Should fuck
we say
Chizzy
goodbye?
And Lizzie.
Do you think we should say goodbye? 36 minutes.
Hold on. Let me. Right. Let me pause it, and then we can get that. Oh, maybe I can do this in live time. No, I can't.
Get what? We just say goodbye, and then we sort it out at the end.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good night.
Fuck off.
Merry Christmas. I hope Santa brings you everything you could have dreamed of, and I hope the baby Jesus loves you, just like he loves me.
I love little baby Jesus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Fish Puff.